Today's daf in Masechet Sotah is daf Mem Vav, and we're holding daf Mem Hei Amud Beit at the Halakha Mishnah. Niftaru Ziknei Yerushalayim Velchulam. So far what we've had was the Medida. Once we got the location of the city, the Ziknei Otah Ha'ir would take over. So the Zikenim of Yerushalayim at this point would leave, go back home. And then the Ziknei Otah Ha'ir may be in Eglat Bakar. What type of Eglat Bakar is it? Asher lo mashcha ba'ol. It had to be something that had never pulled on a, how do you say an ol again in English?
A yoke.
And we'll see that when it says lo mashcha ba'ol, it actually means literally lo mashcha, as opposed to the poraduma where it says asher lo ala aleha ol. Over here it says asher lo ubad ba, velo mashcha ba'ol. And that's going to end up making nafkaminas, very important nafkaminas la'alocha, in what passels the differences between an egla rufa and a para. In a mum poselba, by paraduma, any little thing is poselba, an egla rufa, mum is not a problem. It's not like as if it's considered to be kochim or anything. Umoridino talan nachal etan, and then we take that, bring it down to a nachal etan. A nachal etan is a big machlokes. The Rambam learns nachal means literally, it has to be a stream, a powerful stream. So nachal etan would mean a gushing stream, and etan kemashma'o, which is that the water pressure is kasheh. Rashi and many others learned that nachal here doesn't mean a water nachal. It means a emek, a valley. No, it's a valley. It doesn't have to even have water in it. So we call wadis maybe nachal, even though they only fill up at that time. But here it's not the mayim that's the issue. The kasha is that the land is kasha, so that it's bare and it isn't used for any useful agricultural purpose, it's just a place.
It's definitely the opposite of a stream.
No.
There's no irrigation there, there's no
True. The area would be different, but in terms of its uselessness for itself, for agriculture, it's similar. And the truth is, afalpi she'ino etan. It would still be kosher. Now, the Rambam understands this to mean as follows. It may, when we say etan, we mean kasher. But even though it's not etan in the sense of, wow, what a ginormous, right? That's not what it means. It means etan kasher. So it could be a very small stream, but the water pressure is powerful. It's a gushing stream. Whereas according to Rashi, the only way to understand this is that it means hard, but that's only lechatchila, but b'diavad, if it isn't, it's kasher. It's a totally different approach to the Mishnah. You use a butcher knife and you do a dash thing, you know. So that's where they get it from. It's sort of like the mirror image, the people who only kill, you know. So what do we need an egla rufa for? Let's make the guy the egla rufa, you know. So they'll cut off his head with a butcher knife. Umikoma, that place is Osir Milizroa. Umile avod, you cannot use that place for planting or for doing avodot karka, but you can use it as a place that has nothing to do with the karka. We'll see how we learn this out. So you could use it as a parking lot. You could use it to be sorek shampishtim, where you need like a big area and you have to comb out these long threads. Or you can use it where the Arabs sit there hewing the stones, you know, to be mesutat properly.
But
whatever.
Itself isn't
but not the land, exactly. Now, after their orphan, Sikne Otahir, Rochatsini to the Hemba Mayim Bumakoma Riva Shel Eglas, Dunitilat Yadayim, and they say, Yadenu Losh of Chaeta Damazet. Our hands did not spill this blood. Einenu Lora'u, and our eyes did not see. Now, come on, Vachialdatenu Alta, Shizikne Beitin Shofchedamim, and did anybody accuse them? Ella, what they're saying is that there are two different points. First of all, lo bali adenu upatranu, And furthermore, lo re'inu v'inachnu. And we're still going to explain later on in the Gemara, as we already had before, that pitarnu means we didn't let him go on the road without sufficient supplies that made it necessary. In the end, he didn't have what to eat, and so he attempted to steal something from someone and got himself shot, maybe. And lo re'inu v'inachnu means we didn't let him go out without proper levaya. Yeah, Kohanim, then step forward the Kohanim, which is really weird because the Torah says, V'nikshu ha-Kohanim b'nei Levi, and it doesn't say what they do. V'nikshu, what do they do? That's the end of the pasuk, which says, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher padita Hashem v'yaltitein dam naki b'kerav amcha Yisrael. That's what the Kohanim say. And then the words that close the whole parsha, Adam, and then the blood that has filled will be mitchaper. That wasn't what they had to say. They didn't say that. The Pasuk was telling us that if you say this tefillah on the Mokum where you are at the Eglah and did everything correctly, then the Ruach HaKodesh is Vatsaratan, Ematai Shetasu Kacha, Adam mitchaper lehem.
This has to be an agreement.
That's how we got to this. Yeah, exactly. Why isn't it action? A Mishnah gets right off saying, well, mum isn't pasal. But isn't it a kavachomer that a mum should pasal? If a parah, we're in a shanim poslot ba. Parah, there's no, actually, there's a machlokas in the beginning of the opening of parah that seems to be going according to Rabbi Meir, who says, a parah doesn't matter, it'd be 5 years of it. It's a machlokas whether what the age of the parah is. But if parah is not pasal by years that pasal it, that doesn't mean it doesn't have to be a minimal age, but that's a different question. Here we're talking about becoming pasal because of aging. Yeah, nonetheless, a mum does pasal. So an egla arufa, where shanim poslot, but has to be within its first year, and otherwise it's pasal. So shouldn't a mum poselba from enodin a mum poselba? Says the Gemara, well, yeah, it's a nice kavachomer, but the Torah doesn't approve of the kavachomer because the pasuk says the Ferish, the Amar Kro, the Torah stresses by the paraduma zot chukata Torah, asher ein bamum. What does it say, bamum? To tell me, ba mum posel. But don't think that you can extend this to tell me that similar things, such as the egla rufa, no. Ein mum posel be egla. Well, now, wait a minute. If you're telling me that I darshan, ba, to mean specifically in this case, that wherever it says ba, I'm assuming that it means we should ignore any kavachomer because the Torah is coming to tell me, do not apply a kavachomer because this is meant to be specifically here. So then we got a problem. Because then the para aduma should not be puzzled with anything other than asher lo ala leha'ol. And yet we know that anything, any work that the Parah Aduma does will nonetheless posel it. And there's no way, because I'm assuming the only way we know that is from a Kavachomer Gufa from Egla Rufa, where it says, Beferush Asher Lo Ubadba. Does it say Asher Lo Ubadba by the Parah Aduma? And it says Asher Lo Ubadba. Ba. Velo bepara. So why don't we use the ba in both directions? If the ba on the para is mamayet mum from the egla, then the ba in the egla should be mamayet sha'ar avodot asher lo ubad ba, sha'ar avodot by para. And yet, alom amrav yin amrav, niach alea udashel sakin pesula. You take a little box, or a little, what do you call it, aguda in English?
A bundle?
A bundle, yeah. So you even take a bundle of plastic bags, you put it on the back of the para, you just parceled it. Whereas if you did the same thing for an egla arufa, the egla wouldn't be parceled unless it actually moved, because it says a shalom mashcha. Now that's the difference. Hiniach is the asher lo ala aleha. Mashcha is asher lo ubad. Okay, but how do we know? I mean, a bundle of plastic bags is not an ol. So how do we know it? Well, shinei pora. Pora is different because we don't have a kavachomer. We have actually gzera shava. Because since it says all, both by Parah and by Egla Rufa, and Gzereshava, I mean, that's as if it said it prefers an apostate. You can't use Ba to be Mamayat Gzereshava. That's the same thing as a Kavachomer. So I learned that out from Asher Lo Aleha Aleha Ol, and Asher Lo Mashcha Ba'ol. It says all in both places. We learn from Egla Rufa. Now hold on a second. If you have a Gzereshava works in all directions. It's omnidirectional. And if that's the case, you should do it in the inverse. So then Egla should also be learned from Parah. And we should learn out all Egla from Parah and say that if a mum passes a Parah, a mum passes an Egla. So why did you say that the mum doesn't pass? You were limited to a Kal Vachomer. And now all of a sudden, when it's convenient for you, you discover that the direction of Parah is a Gzeres Shavah. If in fact it was a Gzeres Shavah, you don't have an answer for telling me that Ba is Mamayet mum from the Egla Rufa, right? Asher in Ba mum. But that doesn't cancel a Gzeres Shavah. And now you're calling a Gzeres Shavah. So now I don't understand. You just trapped yourself. So we should be say the same ol mipora. Well, but we can't. It says ba. What? You said ba. You're not mamayit from the Gzeres Shavah because by egla it also says ba. Well, I don't mean that it's not mamayit. What I really meant was that it is a miut, but it's not an across the board miut. Ba is mamayit something. You can say mamayit everything. So by Egla Rufa, I need the Ba that's written over there to be Mamayit other Kachim. Because I might have thought, you see, that other Kachim, but the Kachim, the Lo Possible Avodah, working with other Kachim doesn't possible it. And why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that? Because Sakat had to come in late to Bekavachom and Egla. Look, I mean, it seems pretty clear. If an Egla Rufa, which is really does not have very many criteria that will passel it, even a mum doesn't passel it. But avoda is apparently like the worst thing you can do, right? So it passels even an Egla Rufa. So kochin, we're over there, any tiny mum will passel. So koshikin avoda should passel. Therefore I need the ba to tell me ba veloba kochin. But it doesn't mean Bavaloba Para. Para is a whole different issue. Since we have a Gzeres Shavah and we know what the Ba is referring to, the Ba will not be Mamayat Para. We'll still rely on our Gzeres Shavah to teach me Para. Excuse me? You can't make that kind of Kavachomer and then say, I need Ba. What kind of Kavachomer is that? Ikala Bifrak. You could say, well, an Egla Rufa is very Chomer. What do you tell me? Egla Rufa is very Kal. You can tell me Egla Rufa is Chomer. Because it can only be within its first year. She can't shanim poslod ba. Oh, come on, man. And you're telling me there's no kachim that shanim poslim ba. There's plenty of kachim that have to be within their first year. I mean, like at the pasubu shanim. I mean, you have exactly the same case by kachim. So why is that going to be? Any normal korban chatas has to be within its first year. Your korban pesach has to be within its first year. So, fine. So let the pasuk be mamayat the para. No, because we need the pasuk be mamayat the kachim that are pasul b'shani. Because then you can't be part of the Kal Vachomer. So if we have a Gzeres Shavah and we only have one miut, which is ba, and we need that miut to be mamayat kachim that are pasul b'tov shlatam, well, we do have a Kal Vachomer, then ba comes along to tell me not to apply the Kal Vachomer from Egla Rufa where mum doesn't pass or kachim does. And in both cases, Shanim were posted equivalently. So I need Ba to tell me that. He says, Gemara, but the thing is, that's not how we know that Kachim are not puzzled from Aveda. Kachim del apostle Ba Aveda Mihalcha Nafka. We don't learn that out from Ba. We learn it out Mihata Nafka. In the Parsha of Mumin Gufa, which was the very thing that you wanted to use as the Kal Vachomer, that's where it says, do not think that just because a mum passels, that means that avoda passels. And it says that beferish there, because take a look at the list of the mumim. It says Averet, O Shavur, O Charut, O Yabelet, O Garav, O Yalefet, Lo Takrivu Eile. What do you mean Lo Takrivu Eile? I just said Lo Takrivu. So what it means is Lo Takrivu Eile, Lasha. Eile Iatamakriv. But don't think that this means that Aveda Pasos, which means that it's built into the very Parsha Mumin that Avodah doesn't pass. What are you telling me? I would have had a Kavachomre for Mum Pasos, Kachem Avodah Pasos. The Torah tells us that Avodah doesn't pass. So now you're left with a Ba, and you're telling me, well, we don't use the Ba, Bavalobapara. Yeah, so what do you use it for? I certainly don't need it to tell me Bavalobakachim if it says Beferish Ela. No, no, you see, I still need it. I do? Yes, because Sal Kadaita Kamina. I might have thought that Animilayekadavimavod is heter. Maybe when we say Aveda doesn't passel, it means Aveda, could you put this on the chair next to you? It means Aveda doesn't passel when there was no Isser in that Aveda. It was just Aveda. But suppose you did an Aveda, let's say, of Kilayim. You use this kachim to be Moshech, a Pora with an Achamor, right? Or you work with it on Shabbos, whatever, but you did something usher. Okay, so maybe over there would passel. We're only going to be b'mayit from Ela, Avodot, that are not passeling. Comes along, therefore, but, to tell me, no. Even Aveda that doesn't actually be any, include any type of Isser, so that type of thing also passels by Egla. I'm sorry, even Aveda that have an Isser doesn't passel because we have two Pesukim. We have Ba, and we have Ela. Says the Gemara, well, let's see that inside. I think maybe would passel. Therefore, I need the additional Pesuk of Ba to tell me two Pesukim. Says the Gemara, but that also comes from somewhere else. It adds a double Ela. It says, Lo takrivu Ela Lashem. And then it says, Umiyad benechar lo takrivu mikol ele. So it stresses again, ele yata makriv. But you can be makriv kachim shenevam avodah. One of them clearly must be avodat heter, and one of them is avodat yisr. So I still don't need ba. So if therefore I don't need ba to be b'mayit anything else, the only thing that it could be b'mayit, even though it's Xereshava, would be to b'mayit avodot from Parah Aduma. So why do we say that other avodot are passing Parah Aduma? We still have that same problem. It's inconsistent. You're using ba to be b'mayit mum from Parah Aduma to Egla, but you're not using ba to be b'mayit the din of asher lo ubagba from Parah. And in fact, every child is convinced that a Parah Aduma can't be used to do any Aveda. They think that that's a din in Parah Aduma, whereas Beferish, it's not. By Parah Aduma, it's only Asher Lo Aleolu. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam
Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaro. Amen. So to carry a person would be acceptable. Put a saddle.
It should be.
Put a saddle on it.
And the saddle also isn't an all.
Right. That's what I mean.
So now I'm mixed up. You're being inconsistent. What's the answer? I'll tell you the answer. Itzrak, I do need ba to tell me kachin, not to tell me para. Why? Because, look, there's two different stages over here. I understand that the Torah says it doesn't, it's not like the Parah Aduma, where at any point in its life, anything that happened to it is going to passel it, or like the Egla Rufa. At any point in its life that it did Aveda, it's going to, no, that's not the point. But how about if after it became Kodesh, we're over there, you're not allowed to use Kachim to do other things, and you did. There, that's a whole different ballgame. I mean, maybe over there that's possible. So that's Davka, it doesn't pass off of Shem Chulin. But how about if other than Kim Shem Kachim, maybe then it would be Litzra. So it turns out I need two Elas in the Parsha Mumin. One to be Mamayat Avodot Heter, one to be Mamayat Avodot Isser, and I need Ba to be Mamayat Avodot that are done after the actual Hegdish was Chal. It means that I don't have a Ba left to be Mamayat Pora Aduma from Shar Avodot. And therefore I learn out indeed from the Xereshava of Ol, that all includes Shar Avodot by Pora as well. Okay, let's get back to that bright that we just had before, where Amar of Yuda, Amar Rav, I'm sorry, the Mimer of Rav, that there's an afkamina between the Pora Aduma and the Egla Rufa. And what is the difference? The Pora Aduma becomes Asura, the puzzle, the meaning, the moment that you put on something on its back, even though it didn't carry it, and the Eglarufa has to first pull on it before it becomes puzzle. That's what Rav said. So, Iniachala Udachal Sakin Psula immediately. Mashenkin had this not been a paraduma, but instead been an Eglarufa, it would only have become puzzle Achetim Shoch. The question is whether that's consistent with the limud of the Braita, because it made it. When we darshan the word all, so the lashon of the Braita is like this, all. Eli ela all. How do we know other types of adot minayin? Amrit kavachona. If an egla rufa were in a mum potsel bashar avadot apaslot pa a para, where even a mum is mot potsel bashar koshikin and it is shar avadot poslim pa, the im na tshechalomar, and if you have something to say about that, I'll bring you another raya. Nemakan, oh, v'nemar lahalon, oh, now you'll notice that this bright goes through both steps that we went through ourselves, right? To mala halan shar avadot poslot pa, by the egla rufa, afkan by the paraduma, shar avadot poslot pa. Now, whenever a braita hints with the words im nafshecha lomar, and if you have something to say, obviously there's something to say. And every time a braita does that, the Gemara immediately says, what would you have to say? My im nafshecha lomar. You would say, v'chi tema, what kind of kavachomer is this? Again, it's going through the whole circuit we just went through. So v'chi tema, you can always ask on the kavachomer with what we asked. That ma, la'egla, shekein shanim poslot ba. Well, I can tell you, inami, kachim yochicha, you could say that this is not much of a kavachomer for another reason, which we haven't mentioned. Kachim mum is posel behem. And in avodah posel at them, okay? Well, so what do you want? You're telling me, well, it's obvious. Wherever a mum passes, avodah passes. What obvious? The Torah specifically says by kachim that that's not the case. The mum passes and it all doesn't pass. So why over here would it suddenly be a kal v'chomer if obviously that doesn't follow? Anyway, if that's what you want to say, then I have a response. My response is, the Xerashava, Nemakan, oh, Nemakan, oh, just like La Lande La Rufa, it adds to the old, the idea of Ashelo Ubadva on any level. So Afkan Sharavodot, Umimakom Shabbata. So then, it should be the same Makor that you just brought, is the Gemara is pointing out, is it to Yuftan Rav? Because if you're telling me that it's back to the Gzeirah Shavah, then fine. Where did you learn the Gzeirah Shavah has to work in both directions? So then, Malalan Hachatim Shoch, Afkan Hachatim Shoch. So how can Rav turn around and say, since by Paraduma it says Asher Lo Allah Leha, therefore putting a package of plastic bags on its back passes immediately? Excuse me? Putting a plastic bag on its back, I learned out from Egla. So an egla, you just said yourself, doesn't pass. Let this moshe. If the whole marker is this, then it has to be the same. So then this is to you of Rav, because we ended up learning it specifically from the Gzeirah Shavah. Well, the truth is you're right. This braita actually does argue on Rav. However, it is a machloket tana'im. Tanoihi, there are those who learn it out from egla rufa. And Enochinami, if the Makor of the Halacha is Egla Arufa, then it would require the Meshicha, just like the Egla Arufa requires Meshicha. However, there's another Tana. The other Tana learns it out, not from Egla Arufa, but from Gufa, the din of Pora itself. Not because there's a Kavachomer, and not because there's a word all, but because there's a way to understand Pora Duma, that it includes all avodot. And that's the other brighter. So here's the machlokas, the Tanya. Ol, ein li ela ol, shar avodot minayin, tamud lomar. Does it say, asher ol lo ol lo aleha? It says, asher lo ala aleha ol. So therefore, as we've seen before, if we put a general statement first, then that general statement is a klal that includes everything. Obviously, the next question will be, so then why isn't it a klal and a prat? And then the prat would be totally limiting to the cloud. We'll get to that. But since it says Asher lo Allah, so Asher lo Allah means anything, mikol makom. So then why mention ol at all? Ah, so that's a chiddush of ol. Ol posel ba b'sha'at avodah ben sholo b'sha'at avodah. Doesn't really matter whether the ol was put there for working purposes or the ol was put there because you're walking along the street with this para and you need to adjust your knapsack and you're about to continue, put the ol down for a second on the back, not with any intent of, just intent to get it off your back. So you're going to adjust your knapsack and then you're going to take it back off of the para. The para is a shelf. It happens to be the nearest thing to you. So instead of putting it down on the ground, we had the bend, you snuck it onto the para. That passes the par, despite the fact that there was nothing to do with avodah at all. Not in your mind, not that it actually moved, nothing. It's a daf, puzzle, dafka by ol. Whereas shar avodah, this plastic bag, ain't poslot el b'sha'at avodah. So if you just happen to have a box of stuff that you're bringing back from the makolet, and you put it down on the par for a second to adjust your backpack, then it would not possible it unless either it was Moshe or you had kavanah that you wanted to be Moshe. But why isn't this a klal of prat? Why don't we say Asher lo Allah le'az a klal and all is a prat? The rules of klal of prat is that ain b'klal elam Asher b'prat, which would mean only an all would possible and nothing else would possible. Midiachri lo. Because Asher, as we've seen again throughout these past parakim, Asher is a ribui, so it must mean anything. And we had exactly, by the way, the same discussion by the Egla Rufa, in reverse. B'tanya Megabi Egla Ki Agavna. It says there too in the Braita, Ol. Asher lo mashchab ba'ol. You might think that means dafka ol. How do we know shar avodot? Well, it says Asher lo ubad ba mikol makom. Well, so then why did you bother mentioning ol? Same idea. Ol is posel ben b'shat avodah ben shor b'shat avodah. The Yegla Rufa. But shar avodah ten a posel el shar b'shat avodah. Why don't we say asher lo ubad ba is a klal? Ol is a prat. Klal of prat ain't a klal of the mashab of prat, which means only an ol would posel the Yegla and not other avodot. Midi akrilo. Asher is ribu yehu. Omer Rabbi Abo, Bami Nevi Rabbi Yochanan. We asked Rabbi Yochanan, when you say Asher lo mashach, what does that mean? Like a mile? An inch? I mean, what does mishicha mean? Moving a leg? So what is that mean? Mishichat ol bekama. And Rabbi Yochanan answered, the shear is the size of the ol. What does it mean? What do you mean the size of the ol? The width of the ol, you mean, or the just happens to be the length of it all, which has nothing to do with the direction you're walking in, unless the par is doing a sideways dance, which is pretty hard for paras to do, and therefore the para must really have been an elephant. Get that jacket off of you; it's making you very tired.
If it was a black cow, then we could allow for a rhythm.
A blue cow.
A blue cow?
Mm-hmm. I never saw a blue cow, and I never hope to see one.
It's probably hanging out with the pink.
I'd definitely rather see them be one.
It's not ethical.
He's a wood that goes over his neck.
Thing over the sides.
Yeah,
it's old for one.
Yeah, but it's thick. It's wide.
Right.
I mean, it's not very thick. So if we mean the shear of the thickness of the old, so it's just like a few inches. We mean. It's sort of strange here that it happens to be the length of the pulling of the hole happens to be the equal of the... Yeah, it's weird.
So,
yeah, very much so. So we asked him, so what does he mean? Do you mean the orko? Do you mean the rochvo? So there was this Rabbanan, Aumi Rabbanan, whose name is Rabbi Yaakov. He said, I heard, specifically Rabbi Yochanan, told me, that the Dima Fashim and Eda Rabbi Yochanan, Mishichat ol is le rochbo. It's the thickness of the ol, which is one tefach. It's a pretty weird way to say. I mean, just say a tefach. What are you driving us crazy for? Just that we should get mixed up? Lema tefach. No. Rabbi Yochanan is brilliantly concentrating the information in his psak. Because he wants you to know that the shear of an ol is a tefach. What do I care? My nafkamina. What do you care? If you bought an ol, and you say, boy, this is a pretty flimsy ol. Where's this made in Japan? I'm sorry, now China. It's China? Where's this made in China? So you measure it, and indeed, if it's not a tefach, you can sue. And you can return it. My nafkamina, the mekakul of emkar. Over of Yochanan ben Shaul. But what is this whole thing? What is it like a metaphor to? Omra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Davar Shelo Asa Perot. This igla, b'shnata, is too young to have reproduced, so it had no fruit. And let it be Yeareif in a place that never produces fruit, and be Mechaper on this poor guy who wasn't allowed to produce fruit. But when you say fruit, what do you mean by fruit? Do you mean reproduction? Period of arrivia? So you're telling me if the victim was old or he was sterile, then there's no dinner of a par of an egla rufa? No, the perot of life are mitzvahs. So you didn't allow this guy to do mitzvahs. Okay, so then that's not a mixed metaphor. Whatever the perot are of that thing in the ground, the mitzvahs, such as giving tzedakah, Tatsil Mimavet on Hanukkah for Rabbi Kaplan's the fund, those kind of mitzvahs. So, therefore, it's not a mixed metaphor. The earth's perot, the perot of the agriculture, the animals' perot, their children, and the human's perot is mitzvahs. Says the writer, how do we know that the mashmot of etan is kasher? We find by Bilam that he says the words kasher specifically, because he compares it to rocks, etan moshavecha, v'sim basela kinecha. So Sela and Eitan are coming together here as if to define, you know, how Eitan is like strong as the rock of Gibraltar. V'yomer, Shimu harim et riv Hashem, v'Eitanim mosdei aretz. Mosdei aretz has got to be, you know, pretty tough. Acherim omri minayin le'Eitan, that means yashan. Yashan in the sense of original. So a Nachal Eitan cannot be a nice manicured golf course. It can't have been terraformed. It's Yashan. It's the way the earth has been. Shenema Goy Eitan Hu Bavel. Goy Me'olam Hu. So Me'olam, meaning it ain't changed its spot. It's been around like this forever.
Is that virgin earth, I mean, unworked ever?
Well, yeah, except usually virgin is that it's full and it's rich. Here we're talking about it's just rocky, but it's the original rocks, you know. Yeah, so it's still the glaciers. And how do we know Arifa is me'acharel? Because it's my time out. Gomar Arifa, Arifa, me'chatata of. It's like it says, mul or po. And that we understand means bedafka, and it is used lashon oref. So to arifa is a lashon mimul orpo, has to be done from behind. We already saw by orpa, it's called orpa for the same reason. Mikoma asum lizra umele aved tonerabona. Hasher, now this is interesting. There's two things mentioned over here, and they seem to be using the future, but in a way of the thing that is always done. So, when we have the pasuk Asher lo ye'aved v'lo yizareya, well, Rabbi Yoshea says that that means l'sha'avar. It means it had never been used for. Rabbi Yonatan says, no, it means it cannot be used for. Rabbi says, let me clarify what the machlok is over here. Le'haba de'kulei amalo pliyi. Everybody agrees the simple meaning of lo yizareya is in the future. That's not the point. The point is whether it includes also the Sha'avar. So Rabbi Yoshiyahu Sabar, that mi ketiv velo yeubat. So what does it mean, asher lo ye'aved? Asher seems to define a state, which would mean that this is the way it is, as Walter Cronkite puts it. And this is the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Oh, okay, but that's the Asher. Yeah. That's the way it is. Very good.
December 12th, 1920.
It took me like 20 minutes to realize
that's the point.
You can see it there.
That's the point.
What are you doing?
Okay. So, Rabbi Yosha Sava, Mikti Veloy Ubad. Rabbi Yonatan, excuse me, does it say Asher Lo Ne'evad? It says Asher Lo Ye'aved. Whereas Rabbi Yoshia says Asher means a constancy. So it's L'sha'avar Mashma. Rabbi Yonatan says, yes, that's very true normally, but over here we need to say Asher, as we're going to see in a moment, as a riboy. What is that riboy? Because it's butar l'srok sham plishtim ulenaker sham avanim. Tana Rabbana. Asher lo ye'aved bo v'lo yizareya. How do you know you can't use it at all? You can't do anything for them. You can't plow it either. So then why does it say v'lo yizareya? Where it's something that is done with the land itself, as opposed to paving it over for a parking lot, or using it for srikat pishtan, or nikur avanim. That's not the gufa shel karka. But why don't we say it's a klal and prat? Asher lo ye'aved bo klal, lo yizareya prat, klal uprat ein beklal alamasher beprat, dafka zriya in, but nothing else. That's because Asher is a riboy, and that's what I meant. And if we cannot use Asher, like Rabbi Yosha was saying, to include the state of, that's the way it is. Zikneya yirochatzin yideyem tarabona.
Because it's a memory that this thing happened?
No, not necessarily. Now you want to be Dorish time of the crime, and we said that it's in order to make the show when you destroy Perot, then you affect the earth. You're destroying the Perot to the earth too. Fine. So, Shein Tabeloma, let's start again. Turn around, but of course, Iknea Yer Yakrovim Lachla Yer Chatsud Yediem Al Hegla Arufa Benachal Shein Tabeloma Ha Arufa. I mean, I understand, obviously, that's what we're talking about, though, for Hegla. Why are you repeating Arufa? Ma Tabeloma Arufa. It means that that's where this is done. Al Makom Arifata Shel Hegla. And what do you say? Yadeinu Lo Shafkuet Adama Zeveinu Lo Rao. And did we think the thought that maybe Bezdin Ashafin Damim? Well, I wouldn't know about nowadays, but anyway, in those days they didn't think that. Has it come our way? And we pottered it without, we pottered the guy, let him go off without giving him food for the way, which led him to this impasse. The Lord renew, we didn't see him leaving. Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, the chiv of levaya is a mitzvah that we are kofing for. So Bezdin, you invite somebody to your house, you don't walk him out of the city, we'll send the cops and beat you until you go and walk him. Sheschara levaya en la shiur. Shinamar, look at this incredible story in which a simple act of a minimalist levaya, as we'll see, was enough to change the entire future of a person who was osig in it. So it says over here, "Vayuru hashomrim ish yotzei min ha'ir, vayomru lo hareinu not mavo ha'ir, v'yasinu imcha chesed." You show us how to get into the city, and we will be good to you. Now, the city had a very strange entrance that was a Tolkien entrance. It went through a tree. And it was a tree that was a loose tree, the Gemara says. And that loose tree, the opening led into a ma'ara. Through that ma'ara, you were able to enter the city. So the Klal Yisrael had no idea of how to capture that city. And so that guy, it says that he did that. And Vayar'um, he actually showed them et mevo ha'ir. The results were that vayaku et ha'ir lefichorev, but et ha'ish vet kol mishpachto shilech. So they saved that guy's life. And what did he do? Vayelecha ish eretz achitim. So I'll shame that original tree. This became that town. And Yishma ad hayom hazeh. And Tanya, that luz is the famous luz you're talking about, Chelet. That is the luz that Sancheriv was unable to be mebalbel with other population. Nebuchadnezzar invaded and couldn't destroy luz. And even the Malach HaMavet doesn't have the rights to enter luz. And therefore nobody ever dies there, which is a real pain in the rear.
I tell you, so, Shimon Peres is from luz.
Yeah.
He's just a loser.
Yeah, exactly.
That's because he's a nut.
Well,
Ella Zitkenim. Zitkenim Shabbat, which is a real pain. I mean, what do you do when you get old and you got to get out of this world? It's really boring. So, Bizman Shadatam Katsalim, and they can't take it anymore. How do they get to die, these poor people? Yotzim Chutzachoma, they have to leave town. Vein Metil. Now, look at this. This single goy, a Kanani, and he didn't even tell them. It doesn't say he told them where it is. So Lolach Baraglav, he didn't actually move with his feet there, and he was at so somebody would actually walk someone along and show them the way. So then, so how did he tell them? If he didn't talk, he didn't walk, what did he do? He moved his lips like, over there. He came with him. Rabbi Yochanan says, Be'etzpa'o, her Alehem. He pointed. And Tanya Kavatzit Rabbi Yochanan, Bishvil Shekdani Zer Abe'etzpa'o, that's the Lashon, that type of Leviah with a finger. Goramatzalalo v'zaro ad sof kol hadorot. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, look, if you're caught on the road without anybody to be malavi you, there's a simple answer. Yasok b'Torah, take along that famous Hanukkah book, as it says, Kiliv Yad Chen Em L'Roshecha. So it means you can learn Torah. V'anakim l'gagrotecha. V'om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, look at the tremendous schar b'shvil arba'at siot that Paro was malave Avram Avinu, shemov yitzav alof Paro anashim, it was given, that was the schus, that he was able to enslave Klal Yisrael for 400 years. Even in town, you can be malave. There you only have to be malave, he's not leaving town. Four amot. That chaver is eino nizok. So it's a segula that it's as if he has shmira on him. And it once happened that Ravina indeed was malava Rava Bar Yitzchak for Amod Be'ir. And Rava Bar Yitzchak came into a really tough situation where he could have been killed. V'itzel. Tana Rabbanan, Harav LeTalmid. How about if you're leaving town? So if the Rav had the Talmid over, so he has to be malava him ad Ibura Shoir until the city's limits. The city's limits, you remember from Erevin, means we make a square around it, northeast, southwest, and the furthest distance, let's say Hadassah, here in Yerushalayim, brings Yerushalayim all the way out on all sides in that direction and so on. So, he has to be Malavim Adi Bureshel here. One Talmud Chacham to another goes an additional 2,000 Amot, which is the Tchum Shabbat. A Talmud L'Rav, if it's convenient, ain't no shiur. The comma, but what is absolutely a fee of whether it's convenient or not? On Rav Sheshi, they're just, 4 kilometers or so. The lo amran el rabo sheno muvak, but this is only rabo that, is first grade rebbe, Avo rabo muvak, and he has to go for 12 kilometers. Rav Kahana, alve le Rav Shimi bar ashe, all the way from Pumnara, to Tzanita de Bovel. And when he got to Tzanita de Bovel, which is the palm trees, the famous palm tree area of Bovel, so he said to him, is it true
what they say. You're always quoting this medrash that Anitz Nita the Baba, that these trees have been here from the time of Adam Arisha Nita. Amarlos, he says, he just reminded me, not the way you said it. At Kratan Miltam Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, when it says, Ba'aretz lo avar ba'ish, the lo, now this makes no sense, lo avar ba'ish means nobody ever walked through it, right? And then it says, v'lo yashav adam sham. I mean, obviously, if nobody even walked through it, how could it possibly have been settled? So what's this lo yashav adam? V'chim yachashol avare. What's hechan yashav? Ela, what it means is that any area of earth, shegazara le'adam harishon le'yishuv, in the end was nityashva. Because remember, the whole point of Adam HaRishon is v'kivshua. The v'kivshua means that he terraforms the earth. Obviously, he didn't live long enough to deal with the entire planet, but he planned the entire planet. And therefore, the same way David HaMelech takes responsibility for the Beis HaMikdash, as if he built it. He had it all worked out. Adam HaRishon had it all worked out, just like Dor Dor V'Dor Shav is part of what's given to Adam HaRishon. So therefore, what?
Kavru B'nei Yisrael and not Moshe.
He's speaking English.
Finishing the mitzvah. He's finishing the mitzvah with Yosef. Because
so what? But that doesn't change the fact that it needed to be Nigzar. So the Chiddush over here is that only a karka that was Nigzar by Adam HaRishon, this is suitable for human habitation, which of course brings us back to Egla Rufa and the Nacha, right? So if Adam HaRishon wasn't gozer on it that this will be settled, it wouldn't have been. Which means that if this area is full of palm trees, it's because Adam HaRishon envisioned ultimately these palm trees being here. It doesn't mean they were here from his time. It means that this was part of the vision of what the earth is. So Eretz Yisrael gazar le Adam HaRishon lo nityashva. Rav Mordechai, Alvei L'Rav Ashi, all the way from Agrunia until Bekipi, subsequently was all the way until Beidura. Someone who has a guest, and he's not malava him, or a guest who refuses to allow the person who was ma'areach him to be malava him, and the mitlaveh doesn't allow himself, it's as if he shofech domi. Imagine, if the people in Yericho would have been Malava Elisha, then the entire tragedy of the kids and the bears and Elisha's, and Elisha's final illness, which was Nigram because of that, all of that wouldn't have happened, you know? He wouldn't have had to sick those bears on those kids. Shenemar Vayal Misham Beit El, which this became now the old. This costs, you know, millions and millions of dollars over the year. Everybody's got to buy their kids teddy bears all because of this. And it happened over there. It's those kids that's in the levoy from the people coming from the city. They never would have dared start up with Elisha, you know. So it says that the kids see him and he's going alone. Which of course doesn't make any sense. If you're na'arim, then you're already reached puberty. If you're k'tanim, you haven't. You can't say na'arim k'tanim. There's a contradiction in terms. So were these juvenile delinquents or were these kids? And those are two different ways of saying it. And the Gemara will ask. Na'arim k'tanim yatsumen ha'ir v'yit kalsubo v'yom lo hey. Baldy, Baldy, go ahead, get up out of here, huh? Aleikareach. What were they saying? They were saying, get out of here, because the same way, you're Baldy, you've turned this place into an unemploymentville. What do you think this is? Shterot? He krachta lenot amakom. Kind of nonsense. You fixed the water in town. And now we've got great water in Yericho. And what are all the poor schmoes who made their living schlepping water? So, where are they supposed to make a living? It's all your fault. You've put half of the town out of work. This is what the labor unions always say. What, did you fix something? What, are you crazy? How could they be both? The lotion of na'arim just means manure, you know. So they're minuarim mina mitzvot, which is manure, that's the English word manure, which is menu'ar from its content of nourishment. So here, these kids, we won't say the word, but they were menu'urim from the mitzvot. And they're called k'tanim. They were miktanei amuna. What kind of business is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be befarnes you in some other way than being a water carrier. Who knows? Maybe you'll become an electrical engineer and build water carriers. It's kamzu l'tuvah. Tana, the Braita says, in age they were juvenile delinquents. They acted like a bunch of stupid kids. I understand. Didn't we have exactly the same lashon in the case of the capture of Aram? And we answered that it means a locale, a dil mashem ekomam. Miloktiva Aram yatsu gedudim vayishbu mi'eretz Yisrael na'ara ktana. And we asked over there, how can you have such a thing as a na'ara ktana? And Omar Ravi Pedat, it means ktana de min ne'urim, because we find the town of Ne'urim in the Torah.
So,
it's even Barnea's neighborhood. And why can't we say the same thing over here? If they were in Yericho, and they were coming out and making fun of him, then they would be Na'arim from the suburbs. You know, it's like those Muslim suburbs. You can't even send the cops in there. So, it's the Ketana de Minurim here too? No, but that's because there's a big difference. By the case of Aram, it doesn't say where they were coming from. So we have to give that information. But here it says that they came from Yericho. So we tell me, the Pasuk is telling me that they came from Ne'urim. And then what happens? Vayifan Acharav, he turns behind and he sees them. Vayakalaleim b'shem Hashem. What do you mean he sees them? I mean, he's been listening to them, you know, cursing him out. So what do you mean he sees them? Mara'ah. Oh, my Rav, it means Ra'ah. He didn't say anything. He looked at them, you know. If Chachamim are makpid on you, then you either drop dead or you get poor. Over here, you get both, you know. So, oh, Mita, oh, Oni. Shmuel, oh, my Shmuel says, no, Ra'ah means Beruach HaKadosh. He saw these kids are no good. They were conceived on Yom Kippur. We're not even allowed to have relations. Every last one of them had Yom Kippur written all over him, you know. Shkulam itabrava and be'aiman b'yoma kippurim. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafka said all he needed to do was look at that ponytail. He said, these kids with these ponies ain't ever going to come to anything, you know. So blurit ra'alam, they looked like a bunch of goyim, ke'amorim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, he saw that they didn't have even a lachluchit shal mitzvah. No, okay, I mean, maybe their grandchildren would be chayzer mitzvah, man. That gives them a right to knock them off. V'dilma b'zarayone me'havi ava. Omer of a letter. No! He saw lo bam v'lo b'zaram at sof kol adorot, the same way Moshe saw in that mitzri. Not a chance. Emptiness. No potential. Total. Blow them up. Then the question is, but is it mutter to blow up people? Just this is not good for Moshe, this Gemara, so we have to explain. As you'll bring a riot, it's a mitzvah to blow up people if they make too much noise. It's obvious that's worse than a blurius or something. So we have to explain that everybody has the kash. It's an issue to your right to go around cursing people and blowing them up. I mean, it's a...
Throwing cottage cheese at them.
Yeah. So,
the Jewish kids?
Yeah. So how is it mutter for him to blow them up? It's all really weird stuff, because the Minchas Chinuch asked this question. Doesn't say the obvious answer. Instead, he says, well, maybe if people are being mitzire you, in the same way you're allowed to beat them up, you can throw cottage cheese at
them. You're allowed to beat them up
if they're coming to attack you, you're allowed to protect yourself. I mean,
if
they're making horrible noise, you can't learn, well, you shouldn't be allowed to throw cottage cheese at them.
Sure.
Maybe, he suggests. Maybe in a chinami, it's mutter. It's a very strange suggestion. But the Achronim say the obvious answer. The obvious answer is that they were being Mavaza to Torah. Uh-huh. You're being Mavaza Navi, so then on the contrary, the Gemara says, you're Mechuyev to be Menadim, which is a Klala, right? Or even beat him, and so on. That's in terms of Kavadat Torah. And Apilo Lekalo, it says. So you're allowed to be Mekalo them. Okay, so he was Mekalo, teach them a lesson. All of this assuming that this happened. Now, of course, the Gemara is going to question whether there really were any bears.
Bears in the forest.
And the forest, right. Like but that we shall see tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, Bisha'ah. It's getting much later. It's 2 minutes later this week than it was last week.
Yeah,
I don't know whether we can still do it. It's
7:11.
So shall we make it a little bit later?
They have extra work to do too.
7:30? No, we don't. It didn't work out. I can't make it on Sunday.
So what's going
to
be?
We're going to have to go back to Monday. So we'll have the regular. We'll just have our regular time. 7:30 it is. 7:30.
Motzei Shabbat, 7:30.
Motzei Shabbat, Ezrat Hashem, 7:30. Niftru zikne Yerushalayim v'yokulam zikne yota ayir mevin eglad bakar shalom ashka ba'ol v'ino mum posel ba'ol moridim ota lanach leitan leitan minik mashmo'on kasher v'yafu pish'eno leitan. It may not be actually very big, it's still kasher. V'yorfin ota bakofitz mi'achoreo mekoma asur melizro me'lavod umutar lisok sham pishtim lanakir sham avanim and so on. And then the three words of the parsha of Chaper Lamadam, because that is Ruach HaKodesh that's being mevatzaratan, ematai shetasu kacha, Adam mitchaper lehem. Ask the Gemara, why is it not possible mum, yemum possible egla rufa mikal v'chomer? If a par, adum ashen ashenim poslot ba, mum posel ba egla sheshanim poslot ba, eno den sheyemum posel ba, shaneyat en domakra asher en ba mum, ba bepar adum amum posel. So then the opposite should also be true. Because of Ba, which it says by Egla, So then why don't we do it in the other direction? Egla nami teiste ol mi parata pasal amun. Ba, mi et rachmano ba. So be egla nami, it says ba. And you said we couldn't use it. But that's because aumi boile lamute kachim. That lo pasal bem avoda. Why would I have thought? Because I could have emulated the kapa chomre the egla. If an egla shein amun posel ba. Avoda poselet ba. Kachim shamun poselet ba. Nei notin shavoda poselet ba. Yeah, but you could always fine, to kachim. There's no case where kachim is paslubem shanim. Obviously. So let's learn out the pasuk for krova hanak kachim the paslubem shanim. Yeah, but kachim delo pasluba avoda, I don't learn from here, from ba, miyokanafka. In the parsha mum and gufa. Averato shavuro charutso yabhelato garavola and efet. How about if you have this Isser? Maybe Enochinam would be awesome. Therefore I need Ba. Yeah, but I have that for also for Parshas Mumim. Because the Pasuk continues, Umiyad ben nechar lo takrivo et lechem elohechem mikol eile. So eile yata makriv, atamakriv kachim nevda ben avodah. It's still, because Sakat Ramina, it doesn't pass whether it's Avodas Heter or Avodas Hiser. Aval Avad Bem Kishem Kodshim, Emalitzro, Efrat Sricha. Kufa Amrev Yeram Ravi Niachala Udashel Sakim Sula, whereas by Egla Ruf, it has to be Moshe. Problem is, from the Braita, Meitfe. Oh, Eliela, oh, how about Sharavodot Amrkava Chomer, to Paraduma? If an Egla, where a mum isn't posel, shara vodot a poselut by the feresh, because it says, not only ashelu mashkabol, it says ashelu ubagba. So para, shemum posel by no din, shara vodot poselim ba. And if you have something to say about that, buddy, im nafshika lomar, I'll bring you right to somewhere else, okay? Exerishaba. Nemar kan ol, nemar lanan ol, malalan, shara vodot poselut by glarufa, afkan white para, shara vodot poselut. Yeah, well, what would you have to say? My nafshkaloman. Well, let's say you would say ikalamifrach mal eglaruf shen shani poslofa. Or let's say you would have to say kachim yochichu. Well, mum is posel and avod isn't posel. Okay, so now move on. So forget about the kavu chomer. Let's look at the gzeira shava. Nemakan oh, nemalavan oh, malalan sharavadat, afkan sharavadat. Now my question against Rav is. Rav, Nimokam Shabbata, Mala Alan Achetim Shok, Afkan Achetim Shok, you can't be Machalik and Xer Shabbat, Nafkamina Bijuparad Egla Rufa. Ah, true, but it's Tanoi. Some indeed, Mighty Lame Egla like this, right? But that's not who I'm going according to. He could have Mighty Lame Gufa the Pora de Tanya. Oh, Lame Yellow, oh, how do we know Poradum is possible Sharabadot mean I in Tamudomar Ashalo Allah Alea? Oh. So Allah Allah is mekoma concerning. Came out of the number of to teach me that all is posel ba ben b'shat avodah ben shalom b'shat avodah and shar avodah ben poslin ba ela b'shat avodah. Maybe it should be a klal uprat. Shalom aleh a klal all prat klal uprat and the klal amashu berprat all in midiach midi lo because asher is a ribui. But I never be egla ki agad. Oh, in the ela all shar avodah min hayat am lo b'shar lo ubad ba. Mikomakom. Im came out on the road. Oh, poselba, ben bishatavada, ben shalobishatavada. Shavadot, in poselot, elobishatavada. The ema, shalobad, the klal, all prat, palpan, and plum, all much prat. All in the afridal, though, because that share is ripuya. Om rabbi abo, boy, me name rabbi yogan, bishikato, bekama. And he answered, kimale, all. Now, nobody understood what that meant. Iboilo, does that mean Lord Kol or Rabbo? Amala Umir Abona, his name is Rabbi Yaakov, the Dinimi Farshmi Mineda Rabbi Yochanan, Vishichat O is Lorok Bo, which is just the Tefa. So why don't you just say Tefa? Because of Kamash Kolon, Shiur Ado is Tefa, and who cares? The main Afkinina, the Mecca Kumemka. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Shaul, Mipne Maam Ra Torah, Ave Egla Ben Nachal. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Davar Shelo Asa Perot, V'yarev B'makom Sheino Se Perot, V'yachaper Al Mishelo Inicho La'asot Perot. When you say Perot, which Perot? What, period of Arabia? I mean, are you saying that a Zokin and a Saris, Enoch in Ami, there's no din of Egla Rufa? Of course not. Ela, Perot means here mitzvot. Muridino Tal Nachal Eitan, Eitan Kemashmo Kashet, and Rabbanan, how do we know that? Minayin Eitan Shu Kashet. Shinamra itan moshavecha besimba sela kinecha. Vameshimu arimet rilashem etanim mosde aretz. Achirim omri minayin leitan shu yashan. Shinamra goy etanu, goy meolamu. Orfina dabe kofitz meachoreo, my time of gomor rifu mechata saof. Umkoma asur melizro melevetanu rabbanon. Ashalo yaveba velo yizarea means even leshavar. Give Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan Amar, no, it's only an Issa La'aba. Rabbi Amar, look, La'aba Kuliyama lo plige. That for sure is the simple meaning of lo yizarea. Ki plige l'sha'aba. Rabbi Yoshia Savar, look, it doesn't say, velo yu, miketiv, velo yu'ubad. It says, asher lo yaved. Rabbi Yonatan says, does it say, asher lo ne'avad? And Rabbi Yoshia says, but Asher itself means Lishavan Mashma. And Rabbi Yonah says, yeah, it normally would be. But remember that over here we use Asher for a ribui. And that is Mutar Lesrok Shem Pishta Nanak Yashem Avanim. Ton Rabban Asher Lo Yavid Bo Velo Yizareya. In the Elizria, Shara Vodot Minayin Tavan Asher Lo Yavid Bo Mikomakon. Im Kein Mat Avad Lomer Velo Yizareya. No Malacha, just like Zria, something that's Milchedis, which is in the actual body of the Karka. Of course, she begu for shel kark as opposed to a parking lot or srikat pishtan or keir nikur avyanim, which is not begu for shel kark. Why not read it as a klalim prat asher lo yaved as a klal israel prat klal prat and klal mashem prat daf kazriya zasa minachmin alo, and that's because asher clearly is marva general avot zikne erochat zinyudayen. Why are we repeating Arufa? Matan Arufa. Al makom arifata shalagva. We amru yadin aloshem choyda damazen enel rovchi alibeno alta. Shebedin shofchin damim. Elolobal yadin pitarnua. Meaning, says the bright table of the Zonot. Lori inu vinachnu inachnu. Meaning, lolovaya, says the bright. Tanya Yarimir, Kofin Lavaya, Shiskar Lavayana Shiur, Shamar, Layura Shomarim Ish Yotsemina Yir, Layomer Lorenu Nat Mavoyir, Yasinuim Khaseset, Rotevaya Emet Mavoyir, Umak Hesel Swimo, Shikolo Tayir or Gulafihara, Votoa Ish, and Komish Pakto, they were Shilhu, Vayelech Isher Tsachitim, Vayilan Ir Vaikra Shema Luz. Ishma adayom hazeh. Tani hiluz shechovim batchelet, hiluz shebasal cherev lo bilbala, nevuchadnezzar lo hichriva, and even the malach ha-mavet sein lo reshut la'avor ba. So what do the zakenim do bizman shedatan chatzelayan? Yotzin chutz v'choma, and there they can die, but you're not allowed to die in luz. V'alo dvarim kach v'chomer, umak nani zesh lo biber b'filo l'achrad rav, and then, unless he was gorom ha-tzalalo l'zarot, so kol adorot, mi shosel v'yab raglav alachat kamah v'kamah. So how was he b'meher alam chizki, omra b'piva kamlen, Rabbi Yochanan b'etzpo'o her alam, and tani kabas Rabbi Yochanan. B'shvil shekdani zeh her abe etzpo'o, Karam atzala lo lezaro atzof kol adorot. Om Rabbi Yishu Belevi. Amalech baderech ve'eno levaya. Yasot betorah shemek livyat chenem l'roshecha. Mianakim le'gargarotecha. Yom Rabbi Yishu Belevi b'shvil arba pesiyot shliva paro l'Avraham. Shenema v'yitzav alav paro anashim. Nishtabed bevanav arba meot shana. Shenema v'avadum v'yot am arba meot shana. Omar Rabbi Yehuda am rav kolam alav et kabiro arba. Ba'amot, even ear, ain't on these, because the ear is sufficient. Arba amot la locha. Ravina alveil rava bar yitzchak arba amot be'ir. Motel yali azek, and he was itza because of it. Then rabbanu rav l'tamid, if he's going out of the town, adi burashul ear. A chaver lechaver atchum shabbos. A talmud l'rav ain lo shir if possible. And how much is the shir if it's not possible? Rav Shish is at parsa. If Kahana Avel Shimi Barashi all the way from Pumnahara Ad Beit Sidi to the Bava, Kimato Ata Mamala, is it true that Vadid Amrit Anit Sidi to the Bava Mishle Adam Risha Nitu? Oh, Malay, I just reminded me of Kratan Mildam Rabbi's review, Rabbi Hanina, Mayaki Beretzlo of Arba Ishvalo Yashava Damsham, for the Miakashlo of Ar, obviously, Mekan Yashav, now the Eretz Gazar Ale Adama Rishon the Yeshiva was Nityash, Vershlo Gazar Mishal Yishuv, Lo Nityashva. Rav Mordechai was Avil Rav Ashi, Me'agruni Avad Be'kipe, and some say all the way to Be'dura. Mamiyokoshim Rabbi Merkoshim Lava, Workosheno Mitlave, Kiloshofer Damim, Shemolivu Anshirichol Elisha, Logira Dubim Latinokot, Shinema Vayao Misham Betel, Vu Allah Baderach, Unarim Ktanim Yatsumin Ayir Vait Kalsubo, Vayomul Alei Kareach, Alei Kareach, Omrulo Alei Shikrachta Lenat Amakom, who asked you to be Mr. Good Samaritan? My Una Arim Ktanim, Omra Blashem, and New Arim Mina Mitzvot Ktanim, Shoyim Ktanea Muna, Tana Arim Ayu, but Bizbizuat Mamki Ktanim. Matki for Rav Yosef, why not say the old standby?
that Yom HaShem Mekomam, Bilotiv Aram Yatzug Yedidim, Vayish Gumi Eretz Yisrael Na'ara Ketana, and we were bothered by the contradiction, the Karchelon, how is it a Na'ara and a Ketana? The Omer Rabbi Pedat, it meant a Ketana from the town of Neurim. That's because Hatam Lo Mefarsh Mekomam, so we can understand that it means them, but here it says where they came from. Vayifen acharav vayarim vaykalalim b'shem Hashem. Ma ra'a omrav ra'a means the kayach of the re'iyah, mamash. Kiritani Reb Shimon Gamliel omer kol makom shenatnu chachamim eniyem u'mita o'oni u'shmol omer ra'a shebulanit arba mehem imam b'yom ha'kippurim Reb Yitzchak Nafcho omer blurit ra'a lahem ke'amorim Reb Yochanan omer ra'a shelo hayta b'hem lachluchit shel mitzvah v'dimu b'zarayu ni'avi ovo Om Rebbe Lozelo Bam Velo Bezaram at Sof Kol Adorot.